It's time now for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill. Joining us on the phone this morning is June Brenneman, and she's with an outfit called the Duluth Area Horse Trail Alliance. We talk a lot about the different ways in which we can recreate in the Northland, and we talk a lot about biking, and we talk a lot about hiking, and we talk a lot about skiing, but we have neglected to talk about God's perfect form of transportation, which, of course, is horseback riding. Hi, June. Good morning.
Hi. I think that was a great introduction. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, longtime member of saddle clubs back in the day.
Oh, and great.
Now, sadly, just a saddle club wannabe. So you're working on doing some trail improvement to reopen the Magny Snively trails on Spirit Mountain. Now, were the trails damaged in the flood a few years back, or why does this maintenance need to be done?
I don't know if it was the flooding that did it, but there are just some low areas and just traffic on those trails. There's some culverts that need replacing. There's just low, wet areas that need a lot of fill.
And, of course, if you are familiar with horses, you know that there are many, many good horses, of course, that will go through those boggy areas without an issue. But then there are the group of horses that will refuse to go through and will act as though you're asking them, you know, to jump over cougars. And then there's the horses that will lie down in the middle of them and try to roll.
It sounds like you do know horses.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they're a lot of fun, and really what we'd like, we have short-term goals and we have big goals. So our short-term goal is hardening up just 3.7 miles. It's called the Ely Peak Loop up there, and if there's cross-country skiers listening, they're familiar with this. So we're doing this in conjunction with the cross-country ski group because they'll use it in the winter and we'll use it in the summer and everyone will be happy. So that's our first goal is just this Ely Peak Loop. We're trying to raise enough money to get all the fill and the culverts replaced and make it really hard and durable because we'd really like to see people from all over coming to Duluth to ride horses.
You know, I just didn't hear as much about horses. Of course, I came, you know, kind of with a hop and a skip from Bismarck, where, of course, there was a lot of horseback riding and a lot of ranches out there, and that wasn't really a surprise. But it's been more difficult to find or hear about saddle clubs in the area. Are there a lot of horse trails available to people, or are the majority of the trails kind of designated for other uses?
Most in Duluth proper, you know, COGS gets a lot of trail space and hiking, the Superior Hiking Club, cross-country skiers, and they're so well organized. And so that's really what we're trying to do. We just formed in 2013 because Magny Snively, that area used to be open for horse riding, but the city of Duluth realized that it needed a lot of work, and they said, hey, horse riders, if you're going to ride, you got to help us keep this maintained. So we organized, and I'm going to say this, horse riders tend to be not well-organized people. We have a very vibrant horse community in Duluth, but we're just starting to gel and come together for this purpose of trails.
What are the issues? You know, of course, you mentioned the idea of having the ski club use, you know, or cross-country skiers use a trail in the winter and horseback riders use it in the summer. Other than the obvious, are there any conflicts between, for example, you know, a bike trail or a hiking trail and horseback use? Mm-hmm. You know, I'm thinking of one obvious thing, which could be solved by cleanup after your horse. But, I mean, would there be conflicts with multi-use trails?
Yes, there are actually. There's some etiquette, trail etiquette, that everyone needs to understand. And that's also part of our organization, is that we want to help educate people about how to approach horses. They're big animals, and they can be kind of scary if you see one on the trail coming at you. So we're trying to tell people, just please say something. Horses are flight animals, and so if they see something that they're not familiar with, you know, a biker coming at them fast and not making any sound, they're going to get scared. So just say hello, slow down, wait for the rider to say, come on by, you know, those kinds of things. It's just a little bit of etiquette that needs to be understood.
Just to make sure that you can keep everybody safe. Of course, you know, you can be lighthearted about horses and their quirks, but anybody who's ever gone off a spooked horse knows that it's just not quite so funny.
It's not fun. There's one trail, the Amity Trail is a multi-use trail that horse riders use all the time with bikers and hikers. And the response that we get from people on that trail is, wow, we love seeing you guys riding and your beautiful animals. And horse riders have to take it upon themselves to have their horses trained and desensitized to things. So it's a two-way street, and most people really, you know, oh, can I pet the horse? And it's really nice.
Well, and if horses are a little more unfamiliar in this part of the state, perhaps, than they are in others, they're quite a novelty, and folks would perhaps be more interested in you know, working with you. Now, you've got a fundraising event coming up. You're going to use this to get some of the money together for your education and your trail repair efforts. That's coming up at Clyde Ironworks on the 11th of December, a beer wine tasting event. We'll get a link set up so that folks can find out more about your organization, the Duluth Area Horse Trail Alliance, and they'll be able to find information on that event coming up also.
Fantastic. Yes, thanks for mentioning that. It's going to be a lot of fun.
June, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for the time, Lisa.
June Brenneman, our guest this morning. The Duluth Area Horse Trail Alliance is getting together. They hope to reopen the Magny Snively Trails on Spirit Mountain to horseback riding once again.